This next poem comes from the Southwest. Once I was on a sort of a poetry in the schools tour of in both Arizona and New Mexico, and one of the places I went was the Navajo Reservation, and I visited a lot of BIA schools up there, and they weren't, you know, they were your typical BIA schools. They weren't all that good, and the students lived on them like campuses, and the rules were very strict. Boys and girls were separated from each other, but in spite of this, everybody seemed to be really healthy looking and really cheerful, and it was really kind of a good positive experience from that standpoint. But I couldn't help but think about this school and how much better things would be if, say, you know, a good school came in there. I don't want to get in trouble with BIA, but quite often, I think it's common knowledge that those schools aren't the best in the world. So I was talking to this one girl. Her name was Yolinda. I won't tell her last name here because maybe somebody would recognize her. I wouldn't want to reveal any secrets. So I was down there and thinking that this one girl, if I could take her away from here, because she had everything going for her. She was really bright and really creative and good-looking and all of that kind of stuff. And so then in my motel room that night, I was sitting there having a drink, and I was thinking about it, and I inspected my motives and wrote this poem. It's called Arizona Highways. I see her 17, a lady dark, turquoise on her wrists. The land, astounded by a sweeping rain, becomes her skin. Clouds begin to mend my broken eyes. I see her singing by a broken shack, eyes so black it must be dawn. I hum along, act sober, tell her I could love her if she dressed better, if her father got a job and beat her more. Yolinda, there's a name I could live with. I could thrash away the nuns, tell them I adopt this girl, dark, 17, silver on her fingers, in the name of the Father, Son, and me, the Holy Ghost. Why not? Mormons do less with less. Didn't her ancestors live in cliffs? No plumbing, just a lot of love and corn. Me, that's corn, pollen in her hair. East, south, west, north, now I see my role, religious. The Indian politician made her laugh. Her silver jingled in her throat, those songs, her fingers busy on his sleeve. Fathers, forgive me. She knows me in her chindy dream. Always a little pale. Too much bourbon in my nose. My shoes too clean. Belly soft as hers. I'll move on. My schedule says many farms tomorrow. Then on to Window Rock. And finally home. That weathered nude. Distant as the cloud I came in on.